Chapter 9. All in the Family. "We're going to save Owen," Lolly announces, hands on her hips. "Who's coming?"
"I'll come," Nana offers.
"Yeah, let's go, team," Jonah cries. "Team Lolly! I mean, team us!"
"You're leaving already?" Dottie snorts. "Figures."
She gets back into bed. "I'll come back later," Lolly tells her grandmother. "Promise." Dottie narrows her eyes.
"Don't do me any favors."
"We have to save Owen before sunset," I say. "That's when the hunter said he was going to kill him. Lolly, do you know what time the sun goes down here?"
"Around 6, she says.
I look at my watch. "It's 3:30 now, so we have a few hours before sunset. What's our plan?"
"Perhaps we should call the police," Nana says.
"But it's not a crime to hunt wild animals in Howleton," Lolly says, "so the police won't do much."
"I called the helpline earlier," I say, "when Jonah landed on the huntsman. I don't know if the doctor ever made it to his cottage, though. Maybe the doctor will show up now and stop the huntsman from hurting Owen?"
"You called Mona?" Lolly asks.
"Yes," I say. "How do you know Mona?"
"Everyone knows Mona," Lolly says. "She's the town helpline. She's the doctor and the policewoman and the firewoman."
"She's all three?" Jonah asks.
"Yep."
"I guess that's why she's slow," I say.
"She can get super busy," Lolly admits. Nana clears her throat.
"Why don't I head over to the hunter's treehouse? Maybe I'll be able to reason with him, grown up to grown up."
"You're not going by yourself," I say. "It could be really dangerous."
"I'm perfectly capable of handling dangerous situations, Abby,"
Nana huffs. "Fairy tales are tricky," I say. "Once you mess them up, you never know what can happen. We're not letting you go anywhere alone."
"Then we'll all go together," Nana says.
"Okay," I agree, looking at Jonah and Lolly. They nod. Prince barks. We say goodbye to Dottie, and she grunts in return. Then the four of us take turns climbing down the ladder. I carry Prince, and we're on our way. We are only a few minutes down the path when we hear,
"Ow! Ow!"
It's the howling sound Jonah and I heard before, and it's coming from deep in the woods. "Those are wolves, right?" I ask.
"Breathe, Abby, breathe."
"Yep," Lolly responds. Jonah and I exchange a frightened glance.
"I knew it," Jonah cries. "We heard the howling earlier."
Nana immediately pulls Jonah close to her, shielding him with her arms.
"I'll keep you safe, sweetie," she tells him.
"I'm okay, Nana," Jonah argues, stepping away from her and blushing as he glances at Little Red.
Aw, now Jonah's embarrassed by Nana's hugs.
"Did you know that's why the town is called Howleton?" Lolly asks. "'Cause of all the howling."
"Oh," I say. "Since Owen isn't exactly in howl mode at the moment, that means..."
"His family is out there, including his evil sister."
"Ow! Ow!"
"We need to hide," Nana says.
"But where?" I ask. She motions to an enormous tree trunk. We all duck behind it. Prince lies down and covers his eyes with his paws. The howling seems to be coming from farther down the path. I peek out from behind the tree to look. I don't see anything.
"Ow! Ow!"
I grab a fallen branch off the ground and push Jonah behind me. I hold the big stick out in front of me. Nana nods and grabs a stick too. So do Jonah and Lolly.
Prince picks up a skinny branch in his mouth.
The howling continues.
"Ow! Ow!"
"Tell me it's my imagination that it's getting closer," I say.
"It's not your imagination," Jonah says. "It's definitely getting closer."
And then,
"Wolf!"
Jonah cries, pointing.
I glance to the left. A bright white wolf with cold golden eyes is standing and staring at the five of us. She's wearing a black leather jacket, dark washed jeans, and has a rhinestone dotted bow clipped to her furry left ear. Wolves kind of have awesome accessories, but still. Ah!
That must be Tina, Lolly whispers.
Well, well, Tina says. Five delicious looking snacks.
She glances at each one of us and licks her lips. Then she turns to glance behind her.
Where are those nincompoop brothers of mine?
She shakes her head.
Thurston! Harley! Over here!
While her back is turned, I mouth, run! To Jonah, Nana, Lolly, and Prince. The five of us turn to flee. As we're dashing off, I spot the two wolf brothers hurrying over to Tina. One is incredibly tall, and one is super short, like my size.
No! I hear Tina yell at them. They're getting away, you fools!
Sorry, the taller wolf says. I had to go to the bathroom.
Idiots! She screeches.
Nana, Jonah, Lolly, Prince, and I all run for our lives for a good quarter mile. We take cover again behind a huge tree, catching our breaths. I can see the three wolves running toward us. Oh no, oh no, oh no! But they run right past our tree. Phew!
I think they went this way.
I hear Tina call to her brothers. I see footprints on the path. Now they're running in the opposite direction.
They're following our footprints back to Dottie's, Lolly whispers. Is my Dottie safe?
She asks worriedly. Wolves can't climb ladders, I remind her. Except for Owen, of course.
Ow! Ow!
Now the sound is getting closer, as if they're circling back to find us. I glance up and see a treehouse ahead. A really, really big one.
Let's head for that treehouse, I say, pointing. The wolves won't be able to climb the ladder. We can stay there until they're gone.
Good idea, Nana says. Do you know who lives here?
She asks Lolly.
Lolly nods. The McDooleys.
Are the McDooleys nice? I ask as we dash over to the treehouse.
Yes, Lolly says. They're a married couple with twin girls who are a year older than me. They're 8.
You're 7?
Jonah says happily, jogging along.
I'm 7!
Lolly smiles and gives another nod as she runs.
I'm the only 7-year-old in the whole kingdom. The McDooley twins are the closest to my age, but they have each other.
She says this last part a little sadly.
I bet they'd love you if they got to know you, Jonah says.
Maybe, Lolly says. I see them playing ball sometimes.
She hesitates, but I don't know if they would like me.
Of course they'd like you. Why would anyone not like you?
Jonah asks.
Because, I don't know, she says. I don't really have any friends.
I can't help but wonder if Lolly believes all the mean things her grandmother says about her.
We're your friends, Jonah says.
Don't you go to school? I ask Lolly. She shakes her head.
There aren't enough kids here for a school. My mom teaches me when she's not working, and I read a lot.
Poor little Red. She must be lonely. We finally make it to the McDooley's treehouse. Up close, it looks even bigger.
This might be the biggest treehouse I've ever seen, both inside and outside Halton.
Lolly leaps onto the ladder and starts propelling herself up with one hand.
Awesome!
Jonah says, pumping his fist. He climbs up right behind her, holding Prince. Next is Nana, and then me.
I'm getting pretty good at climbing ladders, if I do say so myself.
Little Red reaches the landing and knocks on the treehouse door.
Hello? Mr. and Mrs. McDooley? It's Little Red Riding Hood and some friends. May we come in? There's a wolf pack after us.
No answer. She knocks again.
Hello?
I peer in the window beside the door and gasp. Is that a slide? I ask. I see a curving red slide that comes down from the ceiling. Jonah hurries over and cups his eyes to block the glare from the sun.
And a ball pit? Cool!
He runs to the door and knocks.
Hello?
He knocks harder, and the door swings open. I guess people in Howlton leave their doors unlocked, since they figure wolves can't get in.
The family might be away this weekend, Lolly says. The McDooley grandparents live a few towns over, in Histon.
Histon? I repeat.
They have a lot of snakes, Lolly explains.
Eep, would that be worse than wolves?
I wonder if the McDooleys would mind if we hide out in their treehouse while they're gone, Nana says, just for a bit, until the wolves are off our tail.
Ow! Ow!
Oh no, the howling is getting closer. Lolly steps inside the house. Whether they mind or not, it's an emergency.
We all rush into the McDooley's treehouse. I close the door and turn around.
Wow.